The state of Illinois' forests. A recent forest resource assessment identifies the condition of Illinois' forests and recommends strategies for improvement. Story by Kathy Andrews. Illinois, well known as the Prairie State, also spans two additional ecological provinces, the Eastern Broadleaf Forest and the Lower Mississippi Riverine Forest. Split by the band of prairie parkland spanning central Illinois, the Eastern Broadleaf Forest contains two habitat types, the drought-resistant Oak Hickory Forest and the Maple Beach Basswood Forest. At the extreme southern tip of Illinois lies the Lower Mississippi Riverine Forest Province. Oak gum cypress and oak hickory forest types occur on the broad floodplains and low terraces found within this province. In the early 1800s, 40% of Illinois was forested. Today, trees are the dominant vegetation on 4.5 million acres, or roughly 13% of the state. But probably more important today are the changing dynamics within the woodland community. The 2010 Illinois Statewide Forest Resource Assessment and Strategies Report identified five threats to our forest lands and resources. Decline of oak dominance, changing forest landscape, decreased forest health, decline of state forestry professionals, and decline of the forest industry. Decline of oak dominance. Historically, woodlands weren't static ecosystems, but were subject to periodic disturbances such as harvest and fire. Lacking these regular intrusions, the face of today's forests have changed, allowing for shade-tolerant species such as sugar maple and elm to shade out oak saplings struggling to gain a foothold in the understory. Compounding the issue is the fact that gaps in the woodland canopy left by dying mature oaks provide shade-tolerant species with the sunlight necessary to shoot skyward and fill the opening. Maintaining a healthy oak resource depends on the regeneration of sufficient oak seedlings and saplings, which may be accomplished by intensifying canopy disturbances, reintroducing fire to the ecosystem, and strengthening landover forest management incentive programs. The Illinois forest has changed because disturbance factors have been minimized, confirmed Eric Hosmuller, assistant professor in the Department of Forestry at Southern Illinois University at Carbondale and one of the parties involved with development of the strategic plan for Illinois forest resources. However, research undertaken at SIUC shows that through education, private landowners and the public are embracing the idea that prescribed woodland fires and thinning treatments are essential to maintaining the oak hickory ecosystem. Changing forest landscape. Illinois' forest landscape is being fragmented or broken into smaller units. Fragmentation may be natural, as occurs when wildfire, wind, or flooding alter the composition of the forest. It also may occur as a result of human activity, such as conversion of lands to other purposes. Fragmenting large blocks of forest decreases the amount of interior forest habitat and critical breeding areas for veeries, ovenbirds, and other migratory songbirds. Smaller parcels also result in increased edge habitat, prime travel routes for predators, and an overall decrease in the biodiversity of plant and animal populations. An answer to counter this trend is to encourage voluntary, coordinated management across ownerships, increasing the impact of forest management on the landscape. Decreased forest health. They become household words. Dutch elm disease, autumn olive, multiflora rose, Japanese honeysuckle, gypsy moth, Asian longhorn beetle, oak wilt, and emerald ash borer. These plants, insects, and pathogens have been transformed from their native ranges, sometimes purposefully, sometimes accidentally, and introduced to the Illinois landscape. America still hasn't recovered from the devastating 1928 introduction of Dutch elm disease that has killed upwards of 50 million trees to date. The potential for these and future invasives to significantly alter the Illinois landscape is frightening. Prevention of further invasions requires early detections and intervention, research and educating landowners and the public about threats posed by invasive species. One of the most important actions a landowner should take is to look to the future and consider what their forest could be like should one of these invasive species gain a foothold on their property, Holzmuller said. Active forest management definitely plays a role towards mitigating any potential impacts. Decline of state forestry professionals. The fate of the majority of Illinois' forested lands lies in the hands of private landowners who own 82% of such property. Proper management of these lands requires access to trained professionals and technical staff and educational materials. The number of such qualified state personnel has declined significantly in the last decade. However, an increase in the number of private consultants appears to be a recent trend. Decline of the forest industry. According to Holzmuller, Illinois forests contain some of the most financially valuable wood in the United States, and people come from throughout the Midwest to purchase Illinois logs. Forest products are a small but important part of Illinois' economy, particularly in rural areas. And yet, while forestry-related businesses had total annual earnings of $2.1 billion in 2002, there has been a 72% decline in the number of Illinois sawmills over the past 50 years. Enhancement of the business climate and investigating new technologies such as biomass energy will allow Illinois to capture additional revenue from this underutilized renewable natural resource. There is good news. On the positive front, since 1962, the annual net growth of commercial tree species is increasing, with hardwoods accounting for 98% of that growth and 23% being the major oak species. With increased growth, Illinois' forests have been accumulating volume, particularly in large diameter, high quality tree species. And according to Mike Mason, head of the Department of Natural Resources Division of Forest Resources, Illinois' forest resources future is turning a corner. The Illinois Forestry Development Council was reauthorized in 2009, which will provide a continued examination of the state's forest resources and industry, Mason explained. In the fall of 2010, DNR hired a Forest Stewardship Program coordinator who not only coordinates the state Forest Stewardship Program, but also serves as our liaison for the Federal Forest Legacy and Federal Forest Stewardship Programs. The combination of these initiatives means that effective avenues are now in place to address the issues facing our forest resources and to develop or reaffirm strong working relationships between various partners.